The young take their cues from me. The children adore all helldivers, but the older eyes watch me too, just as Io always says. I'm their pride, their golden son. Now I'll show them how a real man acts. I won't jump up and down in victory, I'll just smile and nod. And it becomes my distinct honour to, on behalf of the Arch-Governor of Mars, Nero Augustus, to award the laurel of productivity and monthly excellence and triumphant fortitude and obedience, sacrifice and... Gamma gets the laurel. And we don't. Chapter 4. The Gift. As the laurel-wreathed boxes come down to Gamma, I think about how clever it really is. They won't let us win the laurel. They don't care that the math doesn't work. They don't care that the young scream in protest and the old moan their same tired wisdoms. This is just a demonstration of their power. It is their power. They decide the winner. A game of merit, won by birth. It keeps the hierarchy in place. It keeps us striving, but never conspiring. Yet, despite the disappointment, some part of us doesn't blame the society. We blame Gamma, who receives the gift. A man's only got so much hate, I suppose. And when he sees his children's ribs through their shirts, while his neighbours line their bellies with meat stews and sugared tarts, it's hard for him to hate anyone but them. You think they'd share? They don't. My uncle shrugs at me, and others are red and mad. Lauren looks like he might attack the tin pots, or the gammas. But Io doesn't let me boil in it. She doesn't let my knuckles turn white as I clench my fists in fury. She knows the temper I have inside me better than my own mother, and she knows how to drain the rage before it rises. My mother smiles softly as she watches Io take me by the arm. How she loves my wife. Dance with me, Io whispers. She shouts for the zithers to get going and the drums to get rolling. No doubt she's pissing fire. She hates the society more than I do, but this is why I love my wife. Soon the fast zither music swells, and the old men slap their hands on tables. The layered skirts fly, feet tap and shuffle. And I grasp my wife as the clans flow in dance throughout the square to join us. We sweat and we laugh and try to forget the anger. We grew together and are now grown. In her eyes, I see my heart. In her breath, I hear my soul. She is my land. She is my kin. My love. She pulls me away with laughter. We wend our way through the crowd to be alone. Yet she does not stop when we are free. She guides me along metal walkways and low, dark ceilings to old tunnels, to the webbery, where the women toil. It is between shifts. Where are we going, exactly? I ask. If you remember, I have gifts for you. And if you apologize for your own gift going flat, I'll smack you in the gob. Seeing a bloody red hemanthus bulb peeking out from the wall, I snatch it up and hand it to her. My gift, I say. I did intend to surprise you. She giggles. Well then, this inner half is mine. This outer half is yours. No, don't pull at it. I'm keeping your half. I smell the hemanthus in her hand. It stinks like rust and mother's meager stews. Inside the webbery, thigh-thick spider worms of brown and black fur with long skeletal legs knit silk around us. They crawl along the girders, thin legs disproportionate to their corpulent abdomens. Io leads me to the webbery's highest level. The old metal girders are laced with silk. I shiver in looking at the creatures above and below. Pit vipers, I understand, Spider worms, I do not. The society's carvers made the creatures. Laughing, Io guides me to a wall and pulls back a thick curtain of webbing, revealing a rusted metal duct. Ventilation, she says. Mortar on the walls gave way to reveal it about a week ago. An old tube, too. Io, they'll lash us if they find us. We're not allowed. I'm not going to let them ruin this gift, too. She kisses me on the nose. Come on, Helldiver. There's not even a molten drill in this tunnel. I follow her through a long series of turns in the small shaft, till we exit out a grate into a world of inhuman sounds. A buzz murmurs in the darkness. She takes my hand. It's the only familiar thing. What is that? I ask of the sound. Animals, she says, and leads me into the strange night. Something soft is beneath my feet. I nervously let her pull me forward. Grass, trees, Darrow, trees. We're in a forest. The scent of flowers. Then lights in the darkness. Flickering animals with green abdomens flutter through the black. Great bugs with iridescent wings rise from the shadows. They pulse with colour and life. My breath catches, and Io laughs as a butterfly passes so close I can touch it. They're in our songs, all these things, but we've only ever seen them on the HC. Their colours are unlike any I could believe. My eyes have seen nothing but soil, the flare of the drills, reds, and the grey of concrete and metal. The HC has been my window through which I've seen colour. But this is a different spectacle. The colours of the floating animals scald my eyes. I shiver and laugh and reach out and touch the creatures floating before me in the darkness. A child again, I cup them and look up at the room's clear ceiling. It is a transparent bubble that peers at the sky. Sky. Once it was just a word. I cannot see Mars's face, but I can see its view. Stars glow soft and graceful in the slick, black sky, like the lights that dangle above our township. Io looks as though she could join them. Her face is aglow as she watches me, laughing as I fall to my knees and